world record attempt. Hour 21.
Psst, these are the voices in your head. Go to sleep. You know you want to.
No, you've got to break the world record.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Well, we've technically got to set it first.
Indeed.
So.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, actually, there is a set one already.
Nobody knows.
And I think it was 25 hours.
Right.
So, yeah. There you go. That's what the situation is. Welcome to the podcast. If you've just joined us or if you're re-listening to this or whatever, we're broadcasting live from Tone Radio, the whole recording session of the podcast. We have got plenty of busy people who have been overnightly working towards trying to get stuff, some stuff done. Such as Tom Clark out there, who is a very busy bunny.
He's ridiculous.
He's had a bit of a nap, but back up again.
He's wonderful.
He's a Duracell bunny. He's just recharged his batteries.
It was really funny. Is I kind of fell asleep on the two chairs for about 12 minutes.
Yeah.
One of them then started to slip, and I immediately shot up.
I saw something.
I dread to think what you might have been listening to from us at the time that you woke
something
up.
Something about, you know,
something awful.
Michael Jackson's death thoughts. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we can't talk about them now.
Just as long as you didn't wake up while I was reading something out.
Cause I was fine. Yeah.
So Fred's going shortly.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The weird thing is that when I say goodbye on air, that actually is it, because it's not like you're going to throw to a song and then I'll say...
Yeah.
It's literally bye, get out now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you later.
Do you have a picture of yourself on your own shirt?
Yes, he does. Yeah. We've covered this.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It's the
and I want
thing
one.
Ever.
It is.
Mm. I wish I had a shirt with my face on it.
I hadn't actually noticed that I'd done it until afterwards.
Can I ask a really stupid question?
Yeah.
Why have you got a t-shirt with your own face on it?
I don't know. I didn't mean to. I just picked the wrong photo.
Oh, okay.
I had one with me and one without, and I just went for the wrong one.
Brilliant.
Wow.
So you were just like, you know what? It's fine. I'll rock this. Yeah. And you absolutely
just go
are.
With it.
Yeah, you're rocking a Fred Hart wear.
It's just because I wanted to make myself a commemorative t-shirt for my time abroad last year.
Yeah.
Rightly
so.
Rightly so.
Indeed.
And what better way than by putting yourself on your chest?
Yeah. Great. Myself on my chest and then on the back a list of all the places I went.
Wonderful.
We need more of them around here. We need the Fred Hart Memorial Wing.
Memorial.
He's not died.
Exactly right there.
Well, if you listen to my last ever Tone Radio show, Dan Aishford sort of started to announce my death.
That's true. That's true, yeah. I cried at the end of your last show. It was really sad.
He's not even dead either.
No, I know.
I mean, that's an achievement for everyone.
I'm seeing him now.
Yeah.
He's here.
So I'm dead and I've got a memorial wing.
Yeah.
Thank you, uni.
What, of the university?
Of the university?
You're the university, yeah. You've got a memorial wing of the university.
Yeah.
Where would you like it?
Well, over there, I guess.
Wherever the university can afford to put it.
Oh. Very diplomatic.
Yeah.
Pitville.
No, it's actually just the cupboard in the wrap room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That no one can get into without a key.
It'll be this pod, actually, probably.
Where's this going?
Well, that's the point.
Oh.
They can't afford to keep it.
We could be in Taunton.
Yeah.
What, have we found buyers?
Yes.
Hey. This is very not. I know we're talking about all sorts of irrelevant stuff.
Yeah.
That's very irrelevant.
It is.
Very much irrelevant.
Sorry, I just need
it's fine. It's all right.
Anyway, I am, having been up all night, going to jump into a car and drive home.
Don't do that at home, kids.
I'm not literally going to jump into the car.
No, I'm just saying... No, I meant as in driving
you can't
after
jump
being
into
up all night.
A car. You
make sure
jump
you
on
open
it.
Either the window or the door first, please.
Well, hopefully the door, because I'll need to get into it.
Yeah, if you open the window, you can still jump in through the window, Dukes of Hazzard.
Jump in my car. I want to take you home. David Hasselhoff.
Yes. David Hasselhoff. Not some random
roads are empty at this time of day, so that's fine.
There's no excuse to drive recklessly, Fred.
I'm not saying drive recklessly.
Good.
So, how can we get in touch, Zoe, with the podcast?
You can email us, studio@toneradio.co.uk. You can text us, tone in your message to 60300. Texts do cost 25p plus your standard network rate. You can get us on Facebook, facebook.com/SGBigPodcast.
Yeah.
You can tweet us at SoundGrillers. Use the hashtag, hashtag SGBigPod. Just do all that.
Yeah.
And get in touch and tell us that we're not alone in here, because it does feel like it a bit.
Yeah.
The address is Hogwarts.
There's some stuff about an owl and Hogwarts going on. I don't really know.
Oh, no, it would go to FCH.
I remember the first time we visited FCH as a group, I played Hedwig's theme from my phone really loudly and everyone got very angry. Just walking through going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. No one was amused.
Not even Dumbledore?
I mean, I thought it was hilarious.
No, if I was there, I probably would have...
Pardon? University's probably heard it all before.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad thing.
No, it isn't.
It does look like Hogwarts.
I mean, if I was doing a degree in potions, that's exactly what I want to do it.
Yes.
Don't they do that over here, though, over this campus? Stuff
what,
like
that. Degree in potions?
Yeah. Yeah, like chemicals and things.
Do you mean science?
Yeah.
I'm not sure which campus they do it at.
Science, wizardry, same
potions.
Sort of thing.
Yeah. Like, you can make people believe they are viewing magic if you give them a certain chemical.
Well,
that would work.
Yeah, but can also do that with... talk about that chemical anymore.
It's not anyway, yeah. With that, I'm gonna leave.
Bye, Fred. It was really lovely,
Fred.
To see you.
All that remains for me to say now is I've been Fred Hart and I will return one day. Thank you, bye.
Yay.
Bye bye, Fred.
Hair in my mouth. Bye, Fred.
No, well, not hooray.
Hooray! Thank
right.
you,
okay. You can shift over there now.
Sweet.
And I've got my chair back.
Get in here. Oh. Sorry, I took your chair for far too long.
It's fine. You've just got a very warm bum.
I was just being very rude.
No, it's fine. It was nice to stand up for a good couple of hours, yeah.
You can fall asleep a lot more easily. Well, I shouldn't even be talking about
it. No, it's fine. Just shh now. So, less than 10 hours to go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Less than, that's like a third. Less than a third. Just under
yes,
a third.
Indeed.
Which is
9 hours
so manageable,
now.
You wouldn't believe.
That's beautiful.
My concern is getting back home, because I think that it might be the case that it will get to 3 o'clock, I'll get the bus, and then literally just go to sleep on the bus.
Oh, well, you know, that's fine. As long as the final destination is where you need to get off.
It's not.
It's not.
No, it's no. really not.
My suggestion is do what I do. Approximate how long it's going to take you and set an alarm
set
on your
alarm
phone.
Set my alarm off.
I've done that on trains and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping that will work. I go into very deep sleep very quickly when I'm tired.
Or what you can do is turn to the random person that will be on the bus at that time of day and say to them, "Oi, mate, can you wake me up when I get close to wherever you're going?" And hope that they do and they don't just sod off.
I'm just hoping that it is that I am able to do something like that and don't conk out like dead style asleep.
Mm.
But hey, let's worry about that later.
Why not put Scooter on an MP3 player really, really loud and you can't possibly fall asleep to that?
Would it be the logical song?
What? The logical song?
Yeah.
Because that makes sense.
It was more because that was the only Scooter song I could think of at short notice. Yeah.
Posse. Posse! I need you, I need you, I need you on the floor!
Bass Hunter works just as well.
Any
really annoying song? Or anything Nightcore? It's the worst thing ever.
You could listen to some Ragaton again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I go for some Moonbaton.
What is that?
Well, you're going to have to look it up, aren't you? Moonbaton is what moon bars would listen to if they were listening to music. No. It's a cross between Ragaton and dubstep.
Oh, okay.
Very, very slow paced dubstep.
Hmm.
It's odd. There was one song I heard that just sounded like milk bottles. Just like milk bottles. It's like, why? Why am I listening to milk bottles?
Why not?
I don't know. I guess the happiness of the milkman coming around in the morning and delivering all the milk. He's probably doing it right now, actually.
I forgot about this. Welcome back, yo! It just made me laugh.
What?
Don't worry, it's fine.
Was this a hallucination thing?
This?
No, what you had just said.
What?
Welcome back, yo.
Yeah. No, that was a different thing.
Oh, okay.
So that was something else. Don't you worry your pretty little heads about it, boys.
Later on, it's probably later on in the day, though, now, isn't it? We've got we'll have more fact cocks, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple. Definitely more bombardment.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got to get going on those. And
no hurry, Dan.
Ooh, I've still got these 100 questions that nobody's
been
doing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. I found 100 as well, but you do yours because they're good.
Righty. So, I know this is probably the worst time to be talking about this, but what do you wear to bed?
Depends. Depends on the time of year. But as a matter of general wearing, it'll be like a t-shirt, underwear, and maybe like some pajama shorts or pajama bottoms, depending on when in the season it is.
Johnny?
I, when I go to bed, wear probably just a t-shirt and Marvel pajamas. Got some trousers.
You see, I only have two modes when I go to bed, and that's either I just wear boxers or I don't wear anything. Those are my two modes.
What about you, Tom Clark?
I cover myself in full clothing, so then there is a fire, I am fully protected.
Sensible.
I'm leaving the outside element, so I have to keep outside.
So, you're saying you're fully flame retardant even when you're asleep?
Yeah, I have, like, you know, a t-shirt. Well, yeah, I'm wearing my pyjamas now.
Yeah, you are.
These are my pyjamas.
Including your Tom Clark hoodie, established 1834, apparently.
And then I might put some golf trousers.
Tom, how old are you?
However old that makes me.
1834?
Yeah.
Well, we should figure this one out, but it's a bit early in the morning to be doing that.
171.
Well, there we go.
I feel it.
Officially, our station manager is a vampire. Or some sort of interdimensional demon of some description. Maybe he's a god. Who knows?
You all right, Zoe?
Yeah, sorry. I completely zoned out there.
I was talking
absolute gobbledygook.
No, it's fine. No, like, I was paying attention to what you were saying. I just was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I glazed over like a donut. Literal and metaphorical.
It was donut day yesterday.
We did miss out on it. It's fine.
We missed out.
It's fine.
It's not fine.
All right.
It's not fine.
All right, Johnny.
I'm going to get donuts.
Get donuts later then.
All right.
Plenty of time for donuts. So.
Donuts.
Shut up about donuts.
All right.
Please.
Have you ever cried because you were so happy and why?
I think you will do it at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
I can sleep.
No.
Didn't you cry because I'm happy? I cry because I'm sad or I'm upset.
Or in hysterics.
A derivative of the same thing. But yeah, like out of hysterics, yeah, but not out of, oh, I'm so happy I could cry.
Right.
Oh, it's a tiny puppy, I could cry. No, I don't.
Not that kind of person. Johnny?
What was it again? It was...
Have you ever been so happy you cried?
No.
No.
No, not...
Not even at the birth of your children?
Yeah?
I just was really happy. It was just like a happy thing that happened.
Yeah.
Happy happening. I didn't feel the need to be all crying about it.
No.
So, yeah.
I've never cried because of happiness, because I've never been happy, so it can't.
I was about to say that, but I was like, no, that's really harsh. That's a mean thing to say. Don't do that. He's already done it.
You can't do it. Goths can't be happy, then they're not goths anymore.
Then what are you? Are you just seen kids?
Can you be content as a goth?
Huh? Yeah, I suppose so.
I think contentment is very different to happiness.
Contentment for me is listening to track 3 of Cradle of Filth's album. It's entitled Coffin Fodder. It sounds horrible, but it's a really good track. No.
You sounded so much like Richmond from the IT Crowd.
That was actually a direct quote.
Well, that'll be why then. That'll be why.
That is exactly why.
I figured that when he comes to the Cradle of Filth part.
None of this.
I'm sure this seems familiar. I don't know.
None of this is true about goths. Goths are actually very happy, probably more happy than normal people. Although I'm not going to say that. It's a sweeping generalisation, and there's one thing that I don't want to do, it's sweepingly generalise anyone. Especially goths, because they tend to get pissed off about it.
Sure.
So,
hey, well, I know Kate's gone, sorry, just butt in. I know Kate's gone.
Yes.
But when was the plan to do the voice jammer?
Oh, the speech jammer.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Kate was kind of orchestrating.
That's fine.
To be fair, I mean, that can be done during the day.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
During any time.
Sort of, okay.
I think she's due back at 11 a.m.
Oh, cool.
So we could do it then, or if we're desperate, then we can do it beforehand.
Yeah.
You're right.
Completely up to you guys.
You seem to have slowed down somewhat.
No, I'm fine. I'm trying to re-bring all right. the energy. Okay. All that, you know.
Come on, positive vibes towards Tom here.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
So, yeah, on with the really, really cruel questions. What is your usual bedtime?
I don't really have one. Depends again.
I'd probably say, like, for me, it depends whether we watch everything that we wanted to watch that night. So, say, for instance, if I did, then there's nothing else to watch, then probably like 11. But if we had things to watch, we'd probably do it like at 1 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. Yeah. I don't really have a bedtime. Normally I end up getting, like, I end up having brief, well, I'm not going to even call it insomnia, because it's just I can't sleep. It's not insomnia, because eventually if I decide to, I'll sleep, but it's just me staying up and doing video games.
Yeah, what I was going to say is that I always kind of go to bed with the intention of sleeping at about 11 p.m, something like that, and then always stay up till about 1:30, 1. Like, every night.
Yeah, you just have on your phone and just...
Yeah, exactly. So my routine is going to bed a lot later than I actually plan to. That's my routine for bed. It gets on my nerves, I'm not going to lie. I can't help it.
Righty, so I guess that concludes the bedtime question.
Yes.
I'm not even sure if I didn't fall asleep for a few seconds there, because my eyelids just going, oh, blinky blink.
I saw you a little bit fall asleep. Or get near it.
Should I go to a little bit of a more exciting question?
If you can pass me my bottle of water, which is somewhere down there, that would be refreshing.
That is refreshing.
Apparently, I checked this up a while ago. Apparently, if you do that with your ears, it kind of wakes you up a little bit.
Well, no, I was doing that thing where it's like you just feel your whole head just going, oh, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Oh, you're tired. Sleeping out, no!
Your
no,
mind does like a, everything blacks out for like 2 seconds and then comes back again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever been that tired where you're walking along and like it's like the lights have gone out in the world?
Yeah.
Just for a split second, it's like, wait, who turned the lights out? And then you wake up again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's really scary.
It is.
That's the one that I get, yeah, just when I'm megally tired. Right. Just before I go for a deep sleep.
Right.
I think that's what I did about 25 minutes ago in there, to be honest. I just kind of went, oh, God, I'm asleep. I couldn't do anything about it.
I should go for a little bit of an exciting question here. Ever used a gun?
No, I've been shot before.
What?
Sorry.
You might have to talk us through this.
It's fine. It wasn't like a proper gun. It was like with a BB gun, like a pellet gun. It's still not an O. It was during a maths lesson in my class.
Right. That's slightly over-dramatised.
No, I want to hear how it happened.
Shut your face. It's an all-girls school as well, Tom.
Amazing.
Basically, the teacher nipped out for a bit. And for some reason, the girl that was... sat next to me decided that she would shoot a BB gun pellet at my head, here, like really close to my ear, and I told my mum, and then mum told on her, and then they had to call the youth offence team in. And then not very long after that I got shot at again. I'm like 50 cent basically. Blood in the sand. On the bus, like some little ragamuffins decided to just shoot at me on the bus with a BB gun.
Can I just say... Yeah. Sorry, Dan, you go first.
No. I was just wondering if that makes you the BB queen.
Maybe.
Genius. What I was going to say is, obviously, your first story about in the maths class, the teacher was looking the other way.
They'd gone out the room.
Out the room.
Where did she produce the gun from?
Don't know.
This is Grand Theft Auto, and you can just pull thing out of nothing on your back.
Yeah, I think she had like it in her bag or like up her cardigan sleeve or something.
Was it a? I mean, I don't know anything. You say you're from Plymouth.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Plymouth.
Well, considering I've been shot, twice. I was shot twice in a month. Apparently, yes.
Okay. Wow.
But no, it's not like a huge crime conglomerate or anything.
No, I wouldn't expect it to be.
But yeah, it's just me.
Yeah, that's why it confuses me so much. It's just your luck, right?
Yeah. That's fine.
Well, I have used a gun before, but that was that was on a firing range. Well, not really a firing range. When I was in Mexico, they had a day where they would give us a rifle and we would shoot whatever we wanted with it. That was quite a bit of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that I was going to take out telephone masts.
Right.
And they were the people that were loaning out the rifle, they were absolutely happy for me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Just try and aim at the top of the telephone mast and take it out. And I got quite a few hits on it.
That's
I was doing quite well. So if you lived in Mexico in the year, I believe, 2006, and your telephone or internet, well, dial-up at that point went down, you know that it was me.
Right.
If you lived in Cancun.
Mm. Cancun always sounds a lot more exotic than it actually is.
Yeah. Well, it was lovely when I went, to be fair. I ended up, I was 14 at the time? Ended up going nightclubbing with 21-year-old Canadian girls, getting plastered and stealing pizza off the back of a scooter.
Brilliant.
Which we then took into a shopping mall, which was technically closed, but we rode the elevators up and down because we were in that kind of mood. And then took the pizza into a taxi and left.
My biggest holiday was to Llandudno.
Oh, Tom.
I'm from Shropshire. That's as far as we go. How old were you?
14.
We don't condone that sort of behaviour.
I mean, we don't condone it, but wow. I mean, that's an event. Mm. I won a few 2p's on one of them machines once.
I don't condone it, but I recommend it as an experience.
Brilliant. Yeah. No, I won a few 2p's on those machines once and won the jackpot on Deal or No Deal, which unfortunately, due to someone winning about 10 minutes before, was about, I think, £3.
Oh, no.
But, you know, that was an exciting moment in my life. But that, Dan, that is ludicrous.
I've done a lot of ludicrous things in my life, mostly when I was younger.
I don't know why... Should it surprise me?
No.
I don't think it should.
Nobody ever asks, so I don't ever tell.
Right. Okay, I see, yeah.
Are you part of the don't ask, don't tell generation?
That is a good way to live by, really. Yeah. Don't ask, don't tell.
I've got a lot of things that I've done. I'm not going to say anything about them.
Is that your favourite holiday?
I wouldn't... Well, maybe not. Maybe Egypt. I went to... my mum used to have a villa in Egypt. used to go to Egypt all the time. One time I was there when bombings happened. That was a lot of fun.
Cheery.
So, sounds it.
So, hotel... bomb goes off in the hotel. Immediately, you see... Because everywhere in Egypt, all of the police have AK-47s. So, as soon as anything happens, you see three people run off from the site of this hotel and immediately gunned down in the back with AK-47s.
Crikey.
Wow.
If you're listening, that's...
I don't know what to do. Things happen in this world, don't they? This is the thing. This is how I kind of forget sometimes that things have happened out... Like, if you think about this now, right? We've been in this room, this pod for...
A long time.
21 hours, 22 hours, something like that. Think of the things that have happened.
Mm.
Yeah, somewhere
the world's changed since we've been in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was double that, I kind of feel like, when we did the election podcast...
Yeah.
Election podcast, election thing, election
broadcast.
Because the, we went in, government was one thing, and we left it, and although it hadn't been confirmed, it was pretty obvious what was going down.
But yeah, no, that was a really cool thing because that's kind of those sort of things like elections and whatever are kind of are unique opportunities. So you do go in to a radio show or to a podcast or to a recording or whatever with one state, with your country being in one state, and then leave with it being in a completely different one. It's kind of cool, even though it didn't really change much in this instance, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool little thing. But that election, that was fun. That was. And I spent all of it in a sports hall watching people count pieces of paper. So it wasn't the most exciting, but yeah, it was good work.
I spent it coming up with a manifesto. I spent it coming up with a manifesto for a party that didn't exist, called the Planetary Extermination Party.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Planetary extermination, extermination, planetary. I'm literally just trying to keep awake.
Thank you for providing the theme tune for my political party that will be standing in the next general election in 2020.
Do we want the song on that we can have us up still just to kind of have our headphones on and blast us out?
Yeah, the music keeps you awake, kind of, and we're talking to each other. Should I ask more questions?
Well, here's the situation. It's 25 past five, right? I reckon you need to fight through 35 minutes.
Yeah.
I reckon you get to six, and it's daytime, and you're going, and you'll be ready to go again.
Yes.
You need 35 minutes. All we need to do is keep you going for 35 minutes, and we can... That's not hard.
We can do
We've done it all night. We can do it for 35 minutes. It's easy.
You can do it!
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it at the moment.
No, of course. No, of course. No, it never does. It never does. But you can, absolutely.
No, we've
got to
fight past this because we're on a low again. On a power level this time.
Yeah.
But it will get past.
I think the general sort of consensus for these sort of challenges, and Zoe, you've done them before, is that it's about this time where it gets hard.
Yeah.
Like 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, God.
I often find that. I wake up after a night's sleep, and it's about this time it gets hard.
It's not even 10 hours we've got to do
now. Oh, hang on. No, I've worked out what the problem is. It's because from now I've been awake for 24 hours.
Right. Yeah.
Straight. This is...
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. That's why it's
Which is,
hit
yeah,
me.
That's when your body goes... Stop now, please.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's kind of when you kind of wake up and go, oh God, this isn't right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I'd suggest, if you can, if you've got the energy, even if someone goes with you, just go outside, get a bit of fresh
air. I might do that
in the outside.
In a bit.
Look at the sunlight, not directly into the sunlight.
Yeah,
that's
obviously.
A bad idea.
Yeah, get a bit of sunlight, get a bit of fresh air, because it's probably quite chilly still at this sort of stage of the morning.
Mm. Last thing, I don't want to be too warm, because if I get too warm, we'll be too cozy.
It's very comfortable, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
But that's what I'd suggest. I've got no other advice to offer, sadly.
Oh, that sounds good.
You're a diamond, Tom. Mm. Everyone is. Everyone has been.
I'm very proud of everyone. It's too early to be doing all this spiel, obviously, with, 9 hours left. Well, 9.5. That's nothing, though.
No, that's like not
nine
even
and
a day.
Half hours?
No. Oh, no.
Like, that's nothing, really.
No, that's not even a day at work.
Yeah.
Like, this is the thing. It's now almost 6 in the morning. It's 3 in the afternoon.
Gentlemen, six
point,
in the morning.
At some point during
six
your life,
in the morning,
you
in the morning,
must have done an all-nighter out with your friends, then got up in the morning and gone to work.
Or you must have woken up at like this time in the morning and managed to get through to 3. It's really, not hard at all. This is the final straight now.
Yeah.
It's that final push.
I cannot tell you how much I'm looking forward to getting in my bed.
Oh, yes. God, yeah. Do you know, sometimes it's not even a bad thing to talk about that either. Like, genuinely, just to have a think about, the whole night, and that's what pushes you through. Because sometimes I've done this type of thing. This is probably the sixth time I've done this type of thing, just stayed up for charity or whatever.
Yeah.
And honestly, it makes me want to do it more because I know how nice it is to get into bed afterwards. Like, I often think about staying up for no apparent reason just to get into bed after it.
Yeah, I have a feeling that tonight's blog is literally just going to be me mashing my face against some sort of keyboard and just going, that's posted, that's fine.
You could write your blog just by pecking your nose on the keyboard.
I have done that before.
Look, fall asleep on the keyboard, use it as a pillow, that's how you write your blog.
Let me tell you, that'd be the best bloody blog I've ever read.
Zoe Fell's pillow blog.
Pillow talk, that was... There you go. Why is that not been a thing?
Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I you've just got to keep focused, and of course, it does get a little bit stale as well, because obviously me and Dan was sort of new in about 2.5-3 hours ago, but it's the hardest 2.5-3 hours. I've been here the whole time.
I know.
I wasn't necessarily new in. I haven't gone to sleep.
No, you're not. But you were kind of like, you hadn't been here for a few hours before, and you came back.
Yeah.
And what you need is now an influx of other people who you haven't seen for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You need like Kate or an Adam and Joe and everyone will sort of to come back in, because they'll bring new life. And it's all very well me trying to stand here and be energetic and Dan be bringing cards
people
against humanity, but
people that have actually been to sleep.
Yes, that would be lovely.
Yeah,
But then that could have the counter effect of you thinking, oh, I'm so much more tired than these people. But I guess, no.
You got the energy rubs off, almost literally.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, let's hope they don't.
Covered rub off would be non-tired people. Yeah. That's, no. No, no, no. No. You all right, Johnny?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah, are you okay?
It's literally just going to be 10 hours of just going, you all right? You all right? Okay.
Gotta get through this. Gotta get through this.
I gotta make, gotta make it through this.
This is how we felt for 10 hours.
My mind off
Daniel Bedingfield.
Give me just a second and I'll be all right. Surely one more rubber cannot break my heart.
I'm just going down the ladder.
Cannot take an eye.
Yeah. Give me just a minute and I'll be all right.
Say I love you.
Even Dan, I don't know anymore. No, I've got a clue. Yeah,
I haven't got a clue.
I felt like that when yesterday Joe was just shouting out colours. I was like, I don't know what's happening anymore. That was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Red, yellow, yellow, blue, orange, red,
green,
blue.
Green, green,
green, green, green, green, green, green.
That's the green,
red,
song
green, green, red, green, yeah. Green, red, green, green, red.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, to be fair, there's been a few points where people have been saying stuff and I've been like, sorry, what? And most of them have been myself saying them. Yeah. Do you understand? I'm sure you do, now having been up for as long as you have been. Do you have any idea how hard it is to be saying something and in the middle of the sentence go, hang on a minute, what in God's name am I talking about?
It's literally just words and letters just start coming out of your mouth and you're like, well, there is no stopping these.
Yeah.
Just carry on.
It was the best thing yesterday, like when you said when Joe was doing the colours thing, and he stopped off with it and he went, hang on a minute, and we all went, what? And he was like, what am I doing with my life?
Wait, I'm wasting my life. He's like, no, Joe!
That just reminds me of the graveyard shift when Jack McPhillips halfway through just telling me about wolves. He's like, researched about 10 wolf facts, and I was like, you know a lot about wolves, don't you? How long do you stay at researching this? And he's just like, oh God. I've just realised I've wasted my life.
I heard that and it really made me laugh.
It's not even stuff when you're tired though. Like podcast, when we talked about I've forgotten what I was going to talk about now.
There you go.
I think I know what it is. No, it was Wes Butters.
Oh yeah. So there was a question in Bombardment about Wes Butters and what he was, or rather what station he was working for now.
Yeah.
And I got it wrong and Johnny just started reeling off all these Wes Butters facts.
Yeah.
And so we did that riffing thing where it's like, oh, I wonder if he goes to the supermarket and then defaces all of the butter packets and says, I can't believe it's not Butters. Or he circles things in the Radio Times that he's not presenting, just writes next to it, I can't believe it's not Butters.
To be fair, it is a little bit worrying because it's not just, as you say, it's not just stuff like this. It's literally in daily life. Sometimes I'm just doing something that I just do and then I'll go, good God, I'm wasting all of the time I have on this earth. And it's like, oh God, what a horrible realisation that
is. It's like, I have a bad short-term memory, but I read the Wikipedia about Wes Butters and I remembered it all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean.
And then it's like, wait, hang on a second.
I got really angry with you about it. And so I was like, oh, also, he told me a story, Johnny told me a story about him having Freddie Mercury's cap.
Yeah.
But I thought he said cat. And I was like,
that changes the story.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, that sorry, cat will be how like, old is this cat? And he was like, a cap. And I was like, yeah, the cat's got to be like 20 or something. I was like, a cap that you put on your head. I was like, oh, a hat. Right, sorry, carry on. Thing. I thought you said cat. I didn't know what was happening. So that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
It's a bit like a. No, I would say it wasn't actually. I'm not going to even finish that sentence.
It's just I got to the point in my life at one stage where I've remembered all the words to Gangster's Paradise by Coolio.
You never forget things like that.
And this is the thing, is that there's so many things that I've been taught in my life in maths, GCSE and all this stuff that I've always thought, I won't need this. And then all this, I've realised that the space, the few remaining megabytes I have left in my head are taken up by song lyrics from the 90s. And it's just unbelievable.
Mm.
It's fine.
What a waste.
Been spending all my life living in Gangster's Paradise.
Every single time it comes on the radio.
Been spending I feel like I've
slipped into that mode of, you know, when someone says one word, one phrase, and then like it brings a song in.
Yeah,
I'm constantly aware of that.
Yeah, like I do it like in the, I kind of have like stints of it. So, like, where I'm more active than other times. But yeah, I feel like I'm getting into one because you said "What a Waste," which made me think of Ian Dury and the Blockheads.
There you go.
What song?
What a waste.
See, that just shows what a waste. Your brain is getting more active now. That's the good thing. You can make these connections.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Tom's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to be able to shrink loads of people down and put them in my pocket and just keep them full. Not in a creepy way, just in a, I'll get you out and you'll say nice things.
Tom Pockets. And then you've got him in the pocket for
Tommy
the day.
Pocket.
I'm so creeped out, but I'm going to allow it.
You a little, I'll modify a Polly Pocket and just make it a Tommy Pocket.
Okay.
Sitting into radio doing some work.
So I had a Polly Pocket that had a working shower. It never worked. So I can get you a working studio that never works.
Okay. It's so like this then. Yeah. Good.
You can just have a little.
Oh God!
Yeah, is it one of those things that like everything is a model inside it?
Yeah,
so it looks really cool, but actually, it's just pretend.
Yeah, which is again pretty much this studio. No, but remember all this chart like the Polly Pockets. My sister had like a Tamagotchi.
I never had a Tamagotchi.
Well, the thing is, she bought one and it died instantly, right. So she kept buying more, and that's not how it works. You've got to look after them. Yeah. And the same with remember the Furbies?
Got a reset button on the back.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
My sister had a Furby as well, and that kept dying. And she was like, "I'm sick of this. Like, why does everything I have die?" And then the goldfish died, and she was just left in a traumatic sense of thinking that she was she was causing the death of everything she'd ever known. But yeah, those Tamagotchis were really really touchy.
Yeah,
like you just have to press one wrong button, and they'd be out of it. You'd be done for life.
Oh no, you fed me too much. I'm dead. Oh, okay.
Sorry, that's never happened.
But everyone wanted my Tamagotchi in school, and I don't know why.
Was it like a good level, or
it must have been a good one?
Did you have those aliens that came in all that goo?
Yes.
That apparently, if you put them back to back, they'd have little babies, and it never. Yeah. You'd always hear the story of one girl at a school a really long way away that you know put them back to back and they had a baby.
The thing is, the one girl at school very very far away was probably the same girl that everyone told me about when in a school very very far away in my school. Yeah,
and I remember because they were really super sticky, and I remember for about 4 or 5 years there was just an alien just stuck on the ceiling in our main hall because someone had thrown it up to the ceiling and no one could get it down.
Ruby
didn't bother
had
getting
one.
A ladder or anything.
Those things
Ruby
are so common.
Ruby had one, but what happened is the gel all dried out, so it was
they
just left
stank
with this
as well.
Thing, yeah, and then it was just like this little I don't know, some little shriveled horrible alien thing. That was that.
Also, pocket skateboards as well, where you.
Fingerboards.
Were they fingerboards or they were like pocket, like tiny little skateboards?
What were they called? They had a name.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to do stunts with your fingers.
Yeah, so you'd have it like that. So you'd have the skateboard balancing on your middle finger, but you had like either end of it kind of locked in by your other fingers.
And then you can buy these little, like these boards, boards, I mean like the jumps and stuff, can you? But do you not think it's a bit scary that like all those crazes that we've just talked about from when we were kids, and now a craze for a kid of these days is like Candy Crush. Like the difference. Yeah. It's a little bit sad to me that at the same time as being quite cool, it's a little bit sad because my cousin's got a kid who's like, I don't know, 2 or 3, and no, just can unlock the iPhone, go to an app and play it.
I
and
find that insane.
It's just incredible.
Oh, they were just called finger skateboards. And I'm pretty sure this was pretty much. Yeah, they had little axles and different coloured wheels apparent reason.
Vile. Why would you put sandpaper on something like that?
Got it came with a screwdriver so you could change the wheels.
Mm. Only $2.49, what a bargain.
For one of them?
But they were $9.99, so you're getting a 75% discount.
Oh, Woolworths itself is a blast from the past now. God damn, the amount of time I spent in that shop.
Yeah.
Simply because you could get everything from there.
Yeah, no, I distinctly remember, this isn't as bad as my other story. I distinctly remember going in with some school friends and being like, oh yeah, we're going to get loads of pick and mix. and I packed a bag of pick and mix, and it was going to cost me £40.
Good lord!
So I just had to just leave it on the floor, because I couldn't just take stuff out. I was just like, I'll just leave this on the floor and then leave with no sweets. It's fine. Bye, everyone. Bye, 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 bye.
I mean, how much was it to cost 40 quid?
I don't know what they were doing.
Because you were the age where, like, you saw 40 quid and you were like, that's more money than I'll ever have.
Yeah,
I know that game.
And I'm like, oh, still £40, that's a train ticket, one way. Thanks very much, with a rail card.
yeah, that's true.
Thanks very much.
That's very true.
Thank you so much.
All these things from our chart. Oh, I'm so old now.
No, please stop saying that.
No, I mean, but the thing is, it's weird for me because I haven't, genuinely, and this is going
to
be all, oh,
you feel
yeah.
like an old soul to me.
Because I feel like I've been like 40 my entire life. My mum said I was an old kid, right? Mm-hmm. But, and this is going to sound all, oh, woe is me thing. I haven't actually had time to process the fact that I'm now 20 years old yet. Like, I was 20 the day before Witchwood.
Yeah.
And then the last week's been just manic. And now I'm standing here at 5 in the morning and I'm like, oh, yeah, that happened. I'm not a teenager anymore.
If it makes you feel any better, my 21st birthday was awful. Because I turned 21 in my first year of uni. And my birthday's in February, so it was still pretty new as to when I knew people.
Mm.
I had to buy my own birthday cake. Oh. And we were going to go out for it, but everyone in my house was ill, so we ended up just eating cake and playing board games in the kitchen. That was my 21st birthday. Like, it wasn't awful, but...
I've got to tell you, that's a good birthday.
But you have... In your head, it's like, oh, I'm 21, I'm going to have all this massive party with all my friends, and there's going to be a pony and horses and, and cars 21st. And stuff. It was just naff.
My 21st didn't even happen. Like, I was.
Which really, you just went straight to 22?
Yeah, just skipped it.
No, what happened? What happened was I was. So I was at my house.
As you are.
In Yorkshire when I was living there.
Yeah.
I was 21. And my uncle and. And his cousin said, oh yeah, we'll go out all for a drink and we'll do a bit of a pub crawl and then, you know, get back home and just finish drinking there. That didn't happen at all. No one sent me any birthday cards.
Oh.
No one took me out for a drink.
Oh.
No one came even to visit me. It was 2 days later and then they asked me how my birthday was. So I was like, well, you said you were going to do something and you didn't do it. So I had a wasted 21st birthday.
You see, I had the thing where I went home because it was on the Thursday and I was setting up for Witchwood and I got home from that and I got in at about 9 o'clock and there was all these cards and little present things that had gone through the door from my family at home.
Yeah.
And I opened them all. I was like, this is really cute. But this, I've had loads of arguments about this with Becca and loads of others in the last week. I genuinely dislike all birthdays, and I include my own in that. And that I wake up on my birthday, and if someone says happy birthday, I feel quite ill because I don't want it to be any different.
It's weird. It's kind of like, obviously I've literally just said, oh, my 21st birthday was a washout, blah blah blah. But I don't really like the fuss. I really like going to a fuss over other people's birthdays. Like,
no,
that's
I don't
great,
do that.
And that's what I really enjoy that. But so my last birthday. So when I turned 24, oh my God, it was on a Sunday, so I was in work.
Yeah.
And I didn't make any fuss about it. And like, I didn't mention it to people. People asked how my day was. I was like, fine. And then when I was leaving, some people were like, oh, happy birthday. And people were like, oh my God, I didn't realise it was your birthday. I'm like, yeah. I mean, I don't know what you were expecting. I was in work.
Yeah.
And then one of my managers, who is like a grown man had a birthday badge and he was like, oh, everybody's got to be nice to me, it's my birthday. I'm like, please grow up, working.
I feel like that.
What is wrong with
you? I tried my very very best to not mention it, but it's hard when you've got a girlfriend who has the world's largest mouth when it comes to that type of thing. So I went out and everyone said happy birthday and like bought me presents. It sounds really horrible to go, I don't want your presents.
Is it because you feel obliged to then give them something?
Particularly. Okay. It's just I don't see it as a different day. Like, pointless.
Congratulations on being squeezed out of a woman's genitals.
Like, congratulations on not dying yet. Like, that's basically what it is. That's what annoys me when people say, oh yeah, congratulations on your birthday. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I have not yet managed to fall over in front of a bus.
How's your finger, by the way?
It's fine. It's good. It'll do. So like Halloween annoys me because I don't see why it has to. I don't see why it's a thing.
Yeah.
Christmas is about the only day I can deal with.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you.
What about Easter? Okay.
Could do without it.
Okay.
Christmas I'm fine with because everyone does it and you all kind of come together and it's family and it's lovely and it's the best day of the year.
Yeah.
But birthdays I can't be down with. Yeah. Right, Dan, you got some questions. You got bombardment.
I have round three of bombardment for you guys to play.
Right.
So, Johnny, would you like to sort out the bombardment stuff?
Oh, I need to leave. I need to go outside.
Right.
Okay.
So, see you in a bit, Zoe. Joey.
There you go.
Joey and Zonny. That's who's on the air.
Well, would it be better if I left you two here? Because I could quite do some fresh air as well.
Yeah, okay? Make sure that Zoe doesn't fall asleep.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
Right. Let's play bombardment.
Let me go put my shoes on.
Did I save any of it? No, I didn't. Okay, so that one.
Hard work, right?
Oh, God.
Sorry, we're getting new headphones. It's fine.
Okay. So they're off out, and.
We should begin bombardment.
Okay, and I just need to make sure. They call me Mr. Bombastic.
Questions are hard, meant to test your brain and make you go, whoa.
Do you remember what score we were on last time, by the way?
You were on 42 and Zoe was on 49.
Okay. Right.
So, we'll see if you can boost your score up a little bit.
Ready whenever you are. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, bombardment in 3, 2, 1. Bombardment.
Okay, the station manager here is Tom
Clark.
Clark Kent is also known as
Superman.
Superman is starring in an upcoming film with which vigilante?
Batman.
Yeah. Batman and Robin stars who West?
Adam West.
Yeah. Adam Stoner is the head of
News.
News. News is a roundup of current
affairs.
Yes. Affairs within a marriage are also known as
relationship.
No, cheating.
Oh, yeah.
Cheating on a test will make you
lose.
Fail.
Yeah.
Failure to pay taxes is known as
avoidance.
Evasion.
Evasion, okay.
Evasion of bullets is what who does in the Matrix?
Neo.
Yes. Neo-Nazis are where on the political spectrum?
Right.
Right Said Fred released I'm Too Sexy For My
Shirt.
Shirts are worn on your top half, but what do you wear on your bottom?
Trousers.
Pants. Pants mean that a dog is out of...
Say that again?
Pants mean that a dog is out of...
Water.
Yep. Water, which you can help supply to Kenya by donating to The Big Podcast at soundgorillas.co.uk/The Big Podcast. Johnny, you have 10.
Yay!
10 out of 15. So that is your score there. So that brings your score up to a total of 52. That concludes bombardment for Johnny. So,
cool.
How did you find that round?
I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah, I come up with that a bit tired. Well, everyone's a bit tired. Probably you more so than me. But we should definitely get Zoe back in here so we can get her on that.
Indeed.
It's early in the morning. It's 5:50 now.
Yes. Which means that we don't have megally long to...
keep going.
Yes, which would be pretty cool.
And it also means that people at home don't have megally long to donate to a lovely cause, which I did slip into bombardment. Yeah. You can get water to Kenya by donating to Dig Deep, and you can do that by following the link at www.soundgorillas.co.uk/thebigpodcast.
Yes. Please do donate, because actually... we still haven't had any donations since the beginning of the podcast. We've had some before, which is why we've got £85.
Yep.
But,
and don't forget, Fred Hart gave you a tenner.
Oh, yes. So that's £95 now.
£95. We have to mention Fred Hart.
Yeah.
Because he gave us money. And if you give us money, we'll mention you as well.
Indeed. I think how we're going to do it now, from now, by the way, is... there's less than 10 hours left, so if you give us £50, we will mention you for the rest of the podcast now.
Yeah, anything more than 50 quid and you will be mentioned every hour for the rest of this podcast.
Yeah, well, at least once an
hour.
If you
give us 100, then I will make a song about you and sing it.
Oh, nice.
Live on the air.
That'd be cool.
If you give us 150, then I will write your name on me and then run around the streets of... No, I'm not going to...
Just in case it happens.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I will give you a big hug if I see you in real life.
It's really weird because actually it feels like that we only just did the hours.
Yeah.
Like just now. It feels like half an hour ago.
Yeah.
We did it. It's more than that. Yeah. But yeah. I'm just going to try and see if I can get online
as
well.
It's been 50 minutes of us talking absolute gobbledygook.
Yeah.
So, we need to find a way of getting Zoe and Tom back in here because Zoe needs to...
Are they out there still?
Looks like it, yeah.
You can go and get them if you want.
Yeah. You just got to keep talking.
Yes, indeed. So, as we say, this is, well, the big podcast. We are doing a special thing. This is a one-off, by the way. We're not doing this every week. That would be terrible. It's the longest I've been on the radio for, anyway. Well, kind of the radio. We're broadcasting it live. If you are listening to this as a repeat on the podcast, though, well, there you go. Just that's what the thing is. Anyway, so if you want to get in touch with us, you can text 60300. Text costs 25p and your standard network rate. Email studio@toneradio.co.uk.
We have a very special guest here.
Hello.
Right.
We've got my former lecturer and Dan's current lecturer, Jason Griffiths.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Dan.
Hello, how's it going?
It's all right, actually. Shall I let you know why I'm here?
Okay.
I'm here because I woke up this morning at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And realized I completely forgot about this.
Oh, okay.
It's no good.
Well, that's okay. It wasn't only you. It was also university security. Completely forgot that we were doing this as well.
Dear. Oh, dear.
But that's fine. We've informed them and they're happy to, well, accommodate us as usual.
So I'm sure you've done. I know it's a bit different with podcasts, but here we are, 10 to 6 in the morning. And
yeah,
I have to say, anyone who's listening, Johnny is looking incredibly bright and fresh faced.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Indeed,
as if he's just come back from a spa weekend.
Yeah, yes, that will work for me.
Hour 21 now. Well, coming into hour 22.
22 is the next hour.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So in 10 minutes, it will be hour 22 of a 30-hour podcast where they haven't stopped talking. They just haven't.
Yeah, we either one of us has only been off for the most 5 minutes.
Yes.
Has it been incredibly entertaining, though?
I think there is definitely a lag between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock.
But other than that, it's been rather entertaining because we kept them going with continual features. Between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock, we played a few excellent rounds of a game called Cards Against Humanity.
I like the sound of that. That sounds like a Dan State game, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, I'd say it was, yeah.
It is, but basically, the point of Cards Against Humanity was to come up with the least PC answer to a number of scenarios.
Yeah, it's definitely Dan State.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Yeah.
It was pretty fun. Yeah.
But yeah, so at least one of us, and we've not been taken, you know, like, you got like 5 minutes break or something, like on the radio one. We've just gone through it all.
Yeah, they've been. It's been one continual link, basically. Absolutely no songs, no musical content, other than maybe an ident for 10 seconds.
Yeah, or a bed or something.
Don't mention bed.
You'll all suddenly fall asleep.
Yeah,
indeed.
What we're currently waiting for is Zoe to come back in here because I've just done a round of bombardment with Johnny, and that is where you basically ask a question, and then the answer to that question starts off the next question,
like a mastermind, but like a bit more trivial, I guess.
Yes, and this has been round three that we've played so far. Johnny, your score is currently 52.
Yeah,
we're still waiting for Zoe to get her score in for this round, and she's on 49. So you're only beating her by 3, and she's got a round up on you.
Oh no! Okay.
So
yeah.
Zoe, if you are listening in the next room, would you like to come? Well, oh, okay, you're not listening. She just yelled. Clearly she is. Just well, being can, difficult now.
Can I give you a clue to my level of stamina? Okay. I know I've only been in the room about a minute, but there was word of a kettle and possibly a cup of coffee, so that might be. But I'll be back in a mo, okay?
Cool.
Lovely. Right. Indeed. Well, thank you for coming in, Jason.
Cool. Yes, that was so he is the course lecturer of
radio production at the University of Gloucestershire, Jason Griffiths.
Yes, indeed.
Lovely man. He's been with me for 3 years.
Did he say he was coming back in a minute for a coffee?
Yeah, he's gone.
Can
off
I just
for a
say
coffee.
my favourite thing in the world, right?
Right.
Me and Tom were stood outside, just getting some fresh air. Tom was like, "Oh, someone's alive then," and I kind of looked around and was like, "Is that Jason?" I was like, "Oh, it was." And the first thing Jason does is he walks up to us, slaps his own forehead 3 times, and says the English language's strongest word 3 times.
Right.
Not even a morning first. Just that 3 times, that particular word. I nearly weed myself laughing. I had no idea what was happening at this point. I was like, I think I am hallucinating.
Yeah, he said he forgot about it.
Yeah. But there's donuts and pastries and stuff, but we put it in the other office because I didn't want to tempt people. So if you want, you can have, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
There's like croissants, so that would be fine, but I wouldn't recommend the donuts because that's going to be a massive sugar hit.
Yeah.
Zoe.
Hello.
You still need to do a round of bombardment.
I know.
Sorry, I was trying to get you in here and then Jason just...
It's fine, then me and Tom were just like, oh, we'll just have a chat in here, that'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Should we go
for... Are you ready?
I don't like this, Dan, I can't see you from where you're sat.
Well, that's going to make this all the harder, isn't it?
Wait, do I need to be able to see you to do this?
No, not really.
Okay, that's fine then.
Okay.
Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Zoe Fowles bombardment in 3, 2, 3. 3, 2, 1. Bombardment.
Okay, Zoe, the station manager here is Tom.
Clark.
Clark Kent is also known as...
Superman.
Superman is starring in a upcoming film with which vigilante... Yes, Batman and Robin stars who West?
Adam.
Yes, Adam Stoner is the head of...
News.
News is a roundup of current...
Affairs.
Affairs within a marriage are also known as...
Extramarital affairs or naughty things.
Oh, cheating is what I've got down there. Cheating on a test will make you...
Fail.
Yes, failure to pay taxes is also known as...
Illegal.
Evasion.
Okay.
Evasion of bullets is what who does in The Matrix?
Neo.
Yes. Neo-Nazis are where on the political spectrum?
The far right.
Yes. Right Said Fred are... But Right Said Fred released I'm Too Sexy For My...
Shirt.
Shirts are worn on your top half, but what do you wear on your bottom?
Knickers.
I got pants. I'll accept that. Pants mean that a dog is out of...
Breath.
Oof. Water.
Oh, no, that's a good point.
Water, which you can help supply to Kenya by donating to the big podcast at www.soundgorillas.co.uk/...
The big podcast.
Yes. Righty. So, you have 12 and Johnny has 10 at the end of that round. Putting your final scores at 52 for Johnny and 61 for Zoe.
I think... I want to dispute something very quickly.
Oh, my God.
I said trousers.
Yeah.
And you said, no, pants.
What is it? It's what do you wear on... He technically said, what do you wear on your bottom?
Yeah.
And I wear knickers. I wasn't going to say panties. Because nobody likes that word.
No, okay. Fine, whatever.
Would you, I can take that point away.
No, it's fine.
I have that power now.
I mean, it won't help you,
Don't feed my power trip here.
Don't feed his ego.
No, don't do that. I'll burst. My ego is roughly 3 or 4 times the size of the studio.
Does your hair start changing red and starts growing longer like a Play-Doh model?
what? I don't know what's happened now.
I just had this idea, like your power ego happens, and then what happens is like your hair starts changing red.
Oh, what? Like
starts growing out of your head, like one of those
Super Saiyans.
One of those Play-Doh models when you have Play-Doh thing and you push the thing in and then the hair comes out.
I mean, I know what you're talking about. Ego, I just don't understand.
I don't understand what your
the relevance is.
Because it drives you crazy.
Again, I still don't understand the relevance.
Crazy, therefore, Play-Doh comes out of your head.
Yeah, it's so power mad. Play-Doh comes out of his head.
Everyone else becomes putty in my hands. Is that what?